Okay.
Hi, Myrtle.
Yes.
Myrtle, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I am the area manager. You're just speaking with Ray. She did want me to kind of get on the line here, get you the details of the service, how it would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer any of your questions. She does also want me to apply a reduced rate here and make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, that's going good. Thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least a little familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, we all use it as consumers when we need something and don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, of course, that means customers won't even need to know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you. Anytime they go on Google, they go on Bing, they're looking for upholstery cleaner or a floor cleaner, professional organization, really for any of the services, carpet cleaner, looks like you install tile. If as long as it's something that you provide and as long as that person is in your service area, that, you know, that 100-mile service area, they will find your business, find your website, and, of course, that means they'll be able to pick up the phone and call you. So it's not a lead-based service. The calls do come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You do still qualify being less than 5 years in business as a younger company, and we do try to make it affordable for newer businesses. In fact, our new business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's actually well over 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just kind of like an assistance program to make it more affordable for younger businesses. Keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open since 2004. I've been with the company myself since April of 2013, almost 12 years. You'd be in really good hands with us. But as long as you keep the service, it is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. In this case, it would be our platinum package, which is perfect for 100 miles. It does have Facebook ads included. Of course, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Map, Siri on a smartphone, etc. You're looking at exactly $249.00. It would bill once a month for $249. Of course, we'll be promoting your existing website, and it is your number that customers will be calling directly. And whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would just be that same fixed flat rate. Residential and commercial, you're looking at exactly $249 a month. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it is designed to get your website in front of more eyes, get more phone calls coming your way, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
I definitely do. I just spent a shit ton on advertising through Angie and all that.
Oh, okay.
So just having that, like, subscription, and they make you buy a package that's like $750.
Okay. Right.
And then there's like three or four other sites I've paid for marketing as well.
And is it all very new? Do you know if some of it is working, or are there some of those services that you don't really like or not too sure about at this point?
It's all still new. I just kind of
got
everything going in the last couple of weeks. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, I mean, obviously, you know, it seems like unless you're doing, you know, search engine optimization and trying to get your business higher ranking on Google, nothing that you're doing so far or trying so far would conflict with what we do. Although, a lot of my clients that have like a lead-based service, I think Angie is a lead-based service, right? Are you paying per lead, or is it like a fixed rate?
It's per lead.
It is per lead, okay.
And it's
so
kind of expensive, actually.
Gotcha. Well, if it is per lead, then I know that you can pause your leads, right? I mean, the real expense is not the actual signing up with a service like that. It's the paying for every single lead, whether you get the job or not. Sometimes you don't even actually talk to that potential customer, and you're still expected to come out of pocket and pay for those leads. And I have spoken with business owners that have used that same service or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. Most of my clients that have a lead-based service end up scaling back on their leads, either to make something like this happen, or once we get their phone ringing, they realize they don't need to keep paying for leads. They'll pause their leads more often, cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients will actually shut their lead-based service off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions do go to the companies that are on the first page of a search on Google or Bing. It's just how most people decide who to call. In fact, you'll reach a lot more people than you would with Angie. And of course, with the calls coming directly to you, you're not paying for leads. You might need to maybe pause your leads here and there, like once this week and maybe again later on this month. But I don't think I'm asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars, being that you can pause Angie and get this going for you. Now, it is month to month, so we have to work quickly. We have to get your phone ringing, basically right away, although we don't flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. We do get started immediately to make your phone ring. We're supposed to say 7 to 10 business days, for something like the Facebook ads, but you already have a website, so we're not waiting on that. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one, but since you already have a website, I know that your Facebook ads would probably be up and running in that first week. We do make sure that you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing. We create all the content that Google looks for, and it is designed to get your phone ringing and earn your business even in that first month. Now, one thing that I'd be happy to do here, and I don't always waive a setup fee, but I will whenever I can reduce it as much as I possibly can. But you do have a website, so we don't have to promote that website. And, obviously with you just signing up with these other services, I know I need to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. I'd be more than willing to waive the entire setup fee, which can be as high as $299. That setup fee is designed to help us kind of offset a little bit of the heavy lifting, so to speak, that we do in the very beginning here. But like I said, your success would be our success in keeping you on board for the long term because it's profitable. I mean, we'd have to actually earn your business for a couple of months, maybe 2 or 3 months, just for it to make sense financially for us. So we'd be kind of investing in your success, very different than Angie's. I mean, shared lead services where you get the same lead and your competitors get the same lead as well. I mean, it's hard for me to say that they care more about your business getting that job than anybody else they've sold that exact same lead to. But with us, like I said, we'd be investing in your success. And I mean, I've been with the company myself as a pricing director for almost a dozen years. So I know that you'd be successful with this service. Your out the door cost would be exactly $249. And again, that's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, Myrtle, Ray said you do residential and commercial. Did you have any specific preference of one over the other? Are you looking for a nice even mix?
A mix would be good.
Mix? Yeah.
My husband operates that side of the business, so it's just one person for that, and then it's me for organizing and interior.
Gotcha. Oh, I gotcha. Okay. That's nice. And, like I said, we'll be able to target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found. If there are places that you don't want to go, then we don't run your ads there. So it's very targeted. And of course, it's all designed to get your phone ringing, get that website out there in front of more people. Now, the detailed reporting and tracking system will show you exactly how much work and where that work is coming from. We do call it a client dashboard because it's a lot more than just tracking the account. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You'll also be able to kind of manage and monitor your reviews. And you will have reviews on multiple platforms. Like I said, we will be creating all the additional content that Google looks for, whether it's on Google or something like Superpages, Manta, wherever someone might leave a review for you, it will repopulate right on your tracking system. So in one place, you can kind of maintain and manage your online reputation, request reviews, response reviews, etc. Did you have any other questions for me?
I didn't catch the company name.
Oh, yeah, sure. So we are Local Splash, and let me send you a link to our pricing page. Of course, we are not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they would be telling stories. Their pants would be on fire. Google does make these phone calls. You know, it's just for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it does fall to the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. And, of course, we are a Google partner. In fact, we were one of the very first companies to join the Partnership Program, which started almost 9 years ago. And that Partnership Program is designed to get businesses a higher return on investment advertising through Google. So the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I sent you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you have not already, please, if you can, put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
I'm looking for the email right now.
It was a text message or an SMS for the computer.
Or text.
But yeah, not an
email. Okay, 1 second. Okay, I'm on the web page.
Okay, perfect. So like I said, you'll be able to track your success, monitor your reviews. We've been doing this, as I mentioned, since 2004. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. And again, it is month to month, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable, and nobody cancels on profit. You can see that blue tinted photo kind of outlines a few of the things that we do, especially early on. And right below that is where it says Google Ads Partner, and that box with that colorful G inside it where it says Google Partner, you can click anywhere on that box. It's not copy and paste it off of the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity. It's provided to us directly by Google. And if you do click on it, it does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner. And of course, that makes all the difference in the world. Google does regularly make changes to their map algorithm. They're usually just small changes, but even if they were bigger changes, they do share those changes with us ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competition. If you click back to the link that I sent out to you right below where we were is where it says SEO packages. We would be talking about the Platinum package here. Now that's perfect for that 100-mile service area. It is listed on the website at $599 with a $299 setup fee. And that's about what we spend in the first month to create that package. Does have a landing page, which is like a one-page website. We would not have to do that because you already do have your website. So, but even without us creating that landing page, you know, we would still not be covering our cost at $249. But like I said, you know, keeping you as a satisfied client, making it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you, that is my job as a pricing director. So we would waive that $299 setup fee, and instead of $599, it would only ever be $249. And that would never go up. In the almost 12 years that I've been with the company, we have raised our prices twice. Last time was about 5, maybe 6 years ago. But even if we raise our price again in the future, your price would never go up. It would stay exactly $249 no matter how long you keep the service.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Just making sure I'm understanding what comes
sure,
with
course.
The package. So you guys will obviously handle the SEO,
correct.
Keeping that up to date, and then What do you do with advertising? Do you just put like a simple ad together just to draw people to my webpage and it pops up on like Facebook and stuff, or?
So yeah, there's a lot that we'll be doing here for you. Of course, we'll be creating all of those different destinations and directories that Google indexes. In fact, the reason it's called a search engine is not that we go on there and looking for things. Those are actually called queries. But when we are trying to find someone or something to call or a place to go or even information, the search engines search for relevant content, and it happens in an instant. They index the content that relates to that particular query. So we will create all that content, whether it's something like Yelp or Facebook or all of the other destinations and directories that are not as well known to the public. We will create, update that content for you. Now, the Platinum package also has Facebook or Meta ads included, and it's actually the original $100 of Facebook ads still included at $249. Although I reduced the cost of the package, I did not reduce the $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20, maybe 22 cents per click. So $100 of Facebook ads is about 400 clicks every month. We typically will run about 6 or 8 different ads at a time, kind of targeting your different services, different ways that people might type those in. And of course, it's our job to make sure that you see the highest ad rank, that, you know, the $100 of ads lasts the entire month. It's just another great way to get your website out there in front of more eyes. And of course, that means more opportunities and more phone calls.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like something I need.
Well, I mean, we are talking about Google, which is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It is really where we all go when we need something. We don't call our dad to find out who we should call. We certainly don't use the yellow pages anymore, but we do use our smartphone or our computer. And actually, any device that accesses the Internet, even if it's, you know, Siri on a smartphone or cars with Internet access, you can still get found for those types of searches as well. And of course, the best part about it is the calls come to you. So you're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing down that lead. You're not in a bidding war with your competition. Now, of course, you'll never be the only company that people see when they go online and do a keyword search. And not everyone will decide to call you. But I think that's okay. In fact, I actually think it's a good thing. It kind of means that the calls that you get will be from someone who most likely looked at your website and then decided to call you. So they saw something that they liked. By the time they start dialing your phone number, it's usually because they're hoping you answer the phone, hoping you're available to do the job, hoping your price is fair, because they do want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it is just that fixed flat rate. And it's straightforward pricing. I mean, there's no taxes or fees or anything like that. And it's always the same amount, in this case, $249, and it bills once a month for that exact amount. I know when I talk to business owners who are paying for leads, one of the things that is frustrating is it's sometimes hard to budget for. I mean, even if you have a hard cap, it might still even exceed that cap, and it varies depending on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. It's kind of hard to budget for, but with this, it would bill once a month for the exact amount, and in this case, it's exactly $249. Now, obviously, the website is whitedesertinteriors.com. That's the website that we will be promoting for your business. And it does seem like the phone number on there is the 503-610-8784. Is that the business number, the number that you want us to promote for your company?
Yeah, it's a Google Voice number, and it just comes directly to my...
to your phone number, okay. And this number then, the 686-5672, that's a good number then for us to use to reach you directly, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, it is a smartphone. You can receive a text message on there. Now, I did see an address, a physical address. But your business is service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a showroom or physical location that you would want your customers to know about.
We don't bring any business to our location.
Our
apartment, so
it is,
we have
okay.
to list an address,
on the Angie,
the,
right.
Just, yeah, well, we have to list an address just in general to get the business license.
Right. But your Google listing is set up correctly in that case, because Google doesn't want to list any physical street addresses. They wouldn't want anyone to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And your Google listing does not list a physical street address. And that, of course, would be the listing that we use, that we create, I mean, or keep. We would not create a duplicate listing. Of course, that would hurt your ranking. But our job is to link to that all of the different destinations and directories that will move that website onto the first page. Right now, I mean, people would only see it if they did what I did, which is to type in your business name and your location or your phone number. But you do already have that Google listing, which is great, because that expedites the process of getting you on that first page. The reason I was asking about the address is, of course, we don't want to list any street address for you. You'll just be listed as it is. And then we never did get your last name. Ray never did get your last name.
My last name, A-N-T, like Tom, O-L-I-N, like Nancy.
Oh, it kind of got really muffled, muted for a second there. Could you spell that one more time? I apologize.
That's okay. A-N, like Nancy, T, like Tom, O-L-I-N.
Okay. And then your first name is, she has it as M-Y-R-T-L-E, is that correct?
No, my first name is Mardell, M-A-R-D-E-L-L.
D-A-L-L? Mardell?
Like Dell Computer, D-E-L-L.
Oh, D-E-L-L, gotcha. M-A-R-D-E-L-L, last name is A-N-T-O-I-N. I apologize, I've been calling you Myrtle a couple of times.
O-L-I-N. So Mardell Antolin.
Antolin. Got it. And then I was looking, Mardell, on the website for an email address. Is the info at whitedesertinteriors.com? That's a good email for us to contact you regarding your account.
Yes, that basically feeds back to my Gmail.
Perfect.
Email address.
That's perfect. Most of the time we'll simply call you or text you, but we will reach out to you proactively for your account. Usually it's the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But did you have any preference as to how we reach you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Any of those would be fine.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Perfect. And there'll be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One would be to look at what we call our client interview calendar, and it's for a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will spend about a half hour, maybe 40 minutes with you, kind of verifying information off of your website, information that I have here, make sure that everything's Google compliant, make sure that we know that, you know, you've got a mission statement, motto, what your slogan might be, anything kind of unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer, though, for that particular call. And then, Mardell, the other thing that I am required to do, and this is because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, that we have reduced the cost of that service, and that the $249 is a fixed rate. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Mardell, I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sounds good.
Okay. And then give me just one second here then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mardell. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
White Desert Interiors, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Mardell Antolin, owner-operator,
okay.
CPO.
And then as the owner-operator of White Desert Interiors, LLC, Mardell, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Mardell, are you an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ms. Antolin, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mardell, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I agree, yes.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware, for example, of the Angies. There is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we will create for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally important, maybe even more important, right down to that LLC, we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mardell, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including waiving that setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 10th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, Mardell, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Again, that rate will never go up. Even if in the future we raise our price, it would still be at exactly $249. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service, which of course means no contract and completely at will. So you can, in fact, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And Mardell, you can also pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mardella, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Antolin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Mardell, for that initial investment of just $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's actually my husband's name, Gabriel Antolin, and then it has the business listed underneath it.
And the business name.
So I think just his name would be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you could just put his name.
Perfect. And then, you said it was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
It's 4246-3154. 3412-5041.
And then the expiration, month and year?
01 of 30.
Of 30. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
989.
989. So I have 989-989 on the back. I've got January or 01 of 2030 for the expiration. The card itself, was it 4246, 31, 54, 34, 12, 50, 41?
Correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 11710 Southwest Warner, number 1?
Yes.
Okay, and that, of course, is 97223. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support information on there. If you do have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right. Can actually type it up, and I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if they receive that email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mardell, there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If you wanted something basically right away, I could still get you in at 9 o'clock. There's also 10 and 11. And then this afternoon, there is 1, 2, or 3 o'clock. Did you want something as soon as possible, a little later on?
Let me just look at my calendar really quick. Is there something available tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Sure. Yeah, it'd be everything starting from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The one exception, it looks like there's, of course, our our company-wide meeting the second Tuesday of the month, so that would be 2 o'clock, and also the lunch break at 12 o'clock. So anything from 7 to 3, but not noon or 2 o'clock.
Okay, how about 10 a.m.?
10 would be perfect. I'll schedule you right now for 10 o'clock. It will be from 10 o'clock until 11, but it is a one-hour window for a call that usually takes about half that time. It would get to you, though, pretty close to or right at 10 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll jump on the line just to say a quick hello, answer any questions that you might have, and then hand it over to your technician. I'll try to keep my phone line open. You will, at 9 o'clock, receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10, and I'm also in a second here going to send you a calendar invite. The invite is really just for your record. You certainly don't need to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system sent out to you?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like our system has caught up and sent everything out to you all at once. One, you can basically ignore completely because you are already Google verified. It's automated and everyone gets it. But pictures needed for Google verification, you are already PIN verified, so you don't have to worry about that one. The other one is our welcome email. You might want to keep that one because not only does it have our client support information on there, it has your login credentials as well for your tracking system. Your tracking system is not active right now. We have to do your client interview first for us to create the content for you to then track, although you will in the next day or so receive by text and email confirmation that your tracking system is active. You can try at any time. You just might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. The username is the phone number that we're speaking on, the 503-686-5672. That's the exact username. Area code is included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your default password, which you can change, is CoolClicks, all lowercase, no space, CoolClicks. You can change the password, but not the username. The username's in our system, and it is designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The other email is the one that I did want you to look at. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And if you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here, and then it does, it's hyperlinked, so it takes you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you. Everything we went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. So at the left-hand side, it says services, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't want to walk you through everything. Obviously, your time is valuable, but please do feel free to scroll through that. Google is going to be our main focus. Of course, it's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people will be searching on their smartphone and not so much a computer, but whether they are on a computer or any device that accesses the internet, we will mirror the content on Bing, so you'll get those opportunities and phone calls as well. Now, you already have a website, so we don't have to build one for you, but that package does actually include a website at no additional cost. So if your website's going to be down for more than a week or so, because it takes us about 5 or 7 days to build a website for you, we would be able to build a website for you kind of as a placeholder, but like I said, you've already got a great-looking website, so that's the one that we'll be promoting. The Facebook ads are included, etc. You'll see the long line, and below it, it populates a couple of different boxes. We want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're authorized to use the card that we have on file, and then in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it is where you would type in or copy and paste your name. It is case sensitive, so the M and the A are capitalized, and of course, if you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after, but once you you have Mardell and Tolan in that box with the capital M and capital A, you would click the confirm signature box. That's the orange-ish colored longer box. If you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, it does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee. It also will authorize us to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. And you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you to log into your tracking system, which, again, I said you don't need to do right now. I did want to do one other thing here, and then we'll let you go.
Can I cut in?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm trying to do that, and then I get to a point where it's saying connect with Google, and I keep getting this Google authorization error.
Oh, okay. I will let my tech team know about that. That was an issue we had very late in the day on Friday, and I know that there is a card to get that fixed, and it might not have been updated just yet. But it looks like everything on my end is fine, and then, like I said, you don't have to even try to access your tracking system just yet because it's not active. But you'll receive by text and email notification when your tracking system is ready for you to see it. At that point, you have 24/7 access to it. I wanted, though, to add a little bit of extra protection here, a question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with White Desert Interiors LLC, even if it's you, Mardell, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then especially important, you know, if you start getting phone calls a week or so from now from people that are not potential customers, especially if they're identifying themselves as either Google or even if they say they're local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, then it's not us, and do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, they for sure would not have that information because it definitely would not be us. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly states it bills once a month on the 11th for exactly $249, and it would never be a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
First pet, okay. And then what is the answer?
Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E.
Clyde, okay. I have to type it in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. So like I said, tomorrow you will receive that reminder email at 9 o'clock. The call itself is scheduled at 10. I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. It does have your username, your name, and then your phone number. In this case, your username basically is your phone number. And in any correspondence to the support email, please do include your username or phone number. That just makes it easier for us to access and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. I think our client interview technician might give you also photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com. If you wanted to, you can always email the photos team directly, but anything and everything can be sent out to that support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Real pleasure speaking with you, and I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician gives you a call tomorrow at 10 o'clock so I can say a quick hello to you then. You have a great rest of the day.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Thanks, Mardell. Take care. Bye-bye.